Proclamation number 4004 of 21st of March, 1947. Eternal cycle. Constant unification. Strength. In the divine works of creation, the power from God condenses and becomes form. What the human eye beholds thus testifies both to God's will to shape and to His omnipotence, which can bring everything to pass that God wills. Omnipotence and will, however, are governed by wisdom and crowned by love. Where love, wisdom and omnipotence are active, only highly perfect works of creation can come into being, i.e., they must reveal meaning and purpose, and their purpose must again correspond to God's love and wisdom. It must be the perfecting of what is still imperfect. The strength flowing from God constantly increases. It flows towards the smallest entities whirring in the universe. It impels them to unite until an infinite number of essential substances have been found, guided by God's will, and are visible to the human eye as a new creation. All beingness is animated by a will which, although it can no longer determine itself, can nevertheless turn its direction towards or away from God. And the form into which the beingness is shaped by God's will and power is accordingly. For God's will and wisdom has set the attainment of perfection as the final aim for the beingness, the attainment of the state which results in union with God Himself. Through constant unification with equally mature spiritual beings, God's emanation of strength is also constantly utilized, for it is the stimulus according to which the entities seek and unite. The strength from God is love, and love will always awaken the desire for union, which is why the whole of creation can also be called God's strength of love, which has become form. Its fundamental substance is love, just as it always testifies to God's love to anyone who seriously reflects on the meaning and purpose of creation and awakens love in the human being again if he has recognized God as the eternal love through his works. However, the human being can only recognize the purposefulness of creation in a certain state of maturity, namely when the divine strength of love can also flow into him, which then awakens the spiritual substance in him to life again, so that it likewise tries to establish unity with equally mature spiritual substances. But this union is then no longer achieved on earthly creations, but now the spiritual in the human being rises into pure spiritual spheres and establishes the connection with the inhabitants of these spheres. It is therefore, as it were, a circuit. The strength emanating from God flows into the universe, animates innumerable entities, drives them to unite and thus condenses into form, into solid or slightly soluble matter, depending on the will to resist God, until the human being's soul has formed itself through constant unification, which now shapes itself again through the supply of strength, depending on its willingness to receive, so that spiritual beings from the kingdom of light, from non-material creation, unite with it and draw it over into the spheres of light, so that it can now also find union with God through elevated striving, on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. And now the strength which has gone out from him has flowed back to him again, multiplied within itself, because a constantly effective strength always generates new strength. This cycle unfolds according to divine fundamental law, always repeating itself within a specific period of time, and it is therefore an eternal process of creation. New forms will eternally emerge from God's will to shape, since His love, wisdom and strength never ends, since His love constantly seeks to please, His wisdom knows the right ways to place the still imperfect into the state which signifies bliss, and since his strength is to develop, because strength is life and God, as eternal love himself, has to be constantly active and thus manifests himself in his works. How the process of upward development proceeds can only be understood by the human being whose spirit is awakened, who has already established the union of the slumbering spiritual spark in him with the eternal Father Spirit, or constantly strives to establish it, who consciously strives towards God and thereby also matures in knowledge. The creation and shaping of the divine creator has become comprehensible to him through his works, for God speaks to him through creation if he cannot be instructed directly through the voice of the Spirit. And then the human being's soul will also have emerged from its banished state, then it can certainly still dwell on earth according to its body, but it can rise into spiritual spheres at any time. For once it has recognized God, it will consciously strive towards him and its stay on earth will not last much longer. The spiritual in it returns to its origin from eternity, it unites with the luminous, it unites with God and will be indescribably blissful. Amen.